This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Simple Contacts, an easy and convenient way to renew your contact lens prescriptions or reorder your contacts from anywhere within minutes. Get $30 off your first Simple Contacts order by visiting simplecontacts.com/WDW and use the promo code WDW. That's $30 off your first order by visiting simplecontacts.com/WDW. And what's that promo code? WDW.
Yep. That's the one.
And now on with the show. We don't have music for this one, right?
I don't believe so.
I talked to Dylan about it. He said he could play chords, but he doesn't have the synthesizer melody.
I heard him sing it, and it was...
Jump on it. Jump on it.
It will always... By the way, fun fact.
Yeah.
When we record the WDW Today song... whenever I don't care anymore about this chef. Whenever we do WDW Today, Will sings Jump On It every time.
Well, there's a perfect section in the theme song where it sounds like it would be a good mashup.
Yeah, because it goes
Jump On It. Jump On It.
See? There you go. So Will does that every time.
Yeah.
So that's... I think it is, and I think they edit it out.
I have edited it out a few times.
Is they need a bump here?
Our mics probably aren't on.
That's probably good because usually we're trying to decide what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But for real, no one has topic ideas. If not, I was at Disney World yesterday.
Yeah, I want to hear your trip report because
I don't have a whole lot to say,
WDW.
But I can. Oh, I got nothing to say. You ready? Oh, the new land things. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Okay, Taylor.
I need to look at that. We've no research on that right now. Yeah.
We also don't have internet.
Typically, the teacher's pet sits up front.
Hold
Taylor.
On, wait, someone's talking, buddy.
Shh.
Yeah, sure, we can do that. Let's at least we'll get into that. Amanda's back. People are back. Because it's a lie. It's all a lie. No, I don't know. Hopefully, every lie. All right. Let us start. Hold.
These are good.
Are you gonna play it off your phone?
Why do you?
I'm already anxious.
What number? This is how. This is actually real. This is what we always do. What number show is this?
1604. Yeah, that'll
happen.
Just mention something.
Terry's not here, so Will be totally fine.
Yeah, I would say that only really happens because Terry will say something that makes Will real mad.
It's true.
I don't know. I can tell how good Soren is.
Oh, don't get me started on Soren.
All right, so I'm just going to skip what episode number it is, okay? Unless anyone knows.
I think it's 1604.
All right, we'll say that.
We'll put this out next week. Or is it a bonus show?
Wait, let's just do it. Ready, guys? Yay!
You want me to play the intro?
Will has the. I don't have any of them.
We'll put it in post.
I think I can put it on my pull up. But no, it's not working.
It's Wednesday, March the 14th, and this is episode 1604 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes,
and I'm the Green.
And we're on the Pod Cruise. Heck yeah!
Where we bake iguanas.
Yeah, we're doing all these shows back to back.
Is the iguana rumor that Bart decided to throw out, is that kind of like the emu turkey leg? It's like that same kind of rumor?
Let's Snopes it. Check. Let's see.
What? There's an emu?
There's a rumor that the turkey legs at Disney World are emu. Are actually
emu. Never heard that?
Because have you ever seen a turkey?
Are those like the spitting llamas?
What?
What?
What's an emu?
It's like a small ostrich.
Oh.
Are they different?
Are they as fast?
Smaller.
No, see, have you ever seen it? They say, like, you ever seen a turkey with that big of a leg? No.
That's true. But I honestly haven't seen a 35-year-old male with legs as small as mine.
And it happens.
They're chicken legs.
Yeah.
What do you mean it happens?
What?
Sorry. I had three drinks in 30 minutes.
Yeah,
I need to chill.
This show is brought to you by the ultimate drink package.
By the way, it's ultimate beverage package. And Dylan, who left to go get more drinks, like I think when we were at dinner, he's like, I have the ultimate drinking package. And I'm like, I don't think that's what it's called.
But whenever we record that I'm on a show, Dylan always leaves to go get drinks because that's the only way he can stomach it.
But I was at Disney World yesterday. Or no. Yeah, well, partially yesterday, the day before yesterday.
Where'd you go?
We stayed at the Dolphin Resort.
Oh, which McNair's favorite.
What? McNair.
McNair Wilson loves the Dolphin.
Yeah. Have you heard that episode of McNair? He does not like the Swan and Dolphin because
no,
you can see it from Epcot. And then when we went there,
but
we're
wait,
like,
Matt
I can't
Watts
really see
dad,
it.
Like, built it. Right?
What? Matt Lott's dad built it. Yeah, yeah. That was the most awkward moment. There's so
some,
during the show,
friction.
He's yelling, or like McNair is not happy about the Swanee Dolphin.
He's like Will level ranting about how much he hates the Swanee
Dolphin. This is secret time. If you look at that, though, in actuality, Matt Lott, who was on the show, who's unfortunately not here, his dad was like the contractor father-in-law, built the
Swan and Dolphin
and the Grand Floridian.
Yeah.
So
they have one of the
thrilled.
Windows.
Yeah, in their
of
old
the
house.
Grand Floridian.
In their old house, they had the window from the Grand
his
Floridian.
Wife's old house.
Yeah, we're talking about people that they love that aren't here, too. Like, don't you know this?
Yeah. So that was good. That
but
was
yeah,
thing.
I went to that.
That's where you
and,
stayed.
I texted you guys because someone brought up, why are the lines at Pandora still this long? And how do you guys feel about that? Oh, you see that? That was like a Johnny Carson level like call and response. Uh-huh. Like there was a guy who just ran across with a boo sign. Yeah, maybe that happened. But we were there just the other day, and we were gonna go. And I texted you guys like, where should we go? Should we go to Flower Garden? Should we go to Animal Kingdom and try it? And we didn't end up going to Animal Kingdom because the lines, right, were I think it was actually relatively short. But there's like the boat ride was 100 minutes, 90 minutes, and then it was like 180 for the big Pandora ride, which neither of you guys have done, right?
I don't
wait
waiting lines.
That. No.
We like even to get on the boat.
I have a naive question.
No one waited in a line to get on the boat.
I have a naive question. I know that's a double entendre coming from me, but here's the deal. Is it all ages on those rides?
Yes. Well, it's height requirement.
What is that? Oh. Okay. Here's the deal. I'm going to
Did
Disney.
What's
the height requirement?
Well,
what does that mean?
No, I was going like, to ask like what the height park? Requirement is because I've got a 4-year-old now.
24. For there you go.
See, here's the deal. I would ask that question, but I don't know what 44. I don't know where
inches.
My kid hits on that. So
I think
here's
she's
the deal.
Close, probably to that.
Right? I am going in October.
Maybe not.
And when can I get fast passes for all those things?
Well, depends on how you book. 60, 90.
60 days out. See, that's why I need y'all.
Unless you're staying resort.
I am staying at a resort.
90 days, right? 6 days you're staying on property. 30 and not. I'm sorry.
Thank you,
no
Dave.
No one gets 90 days. And then if you
add those two together, it's 90.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
That's what I did. But it's something like that. There's a 90 in there somewhere. But,
concierge. Is what
if you're fancy pants in it. Yeah. Oh, that's right. They have those extra
Do you even
things.
Need fast passes if you have a concierge service?
Sadly, you do. Especially when you're trying to go on this, because those lines are insane. So we didn't end up going. We're going to try to go. Maybe we get back. But we bailed and went to Epcot. And we did the updated
Wise
American
choice.
Adventure, which I...
That is the saddest statement I've ever heard you say. We bailed and went to Epcot.
Leaving
at least
Animal
go
Kingdom
to something cool.
No.
I don't like Epcot. I don't like Epcot. I don't.
Ridiculous.
I don't like Epcot. I'm
you're
sorry.
Just pushing my buttons.
I mean,
you're an old man.
Out of all
you're
the ones, although I'm gonna hit Epcot. I gotta hit the food. I gotta hit those pavilions, y'all. There are shows about all the pavilions just make me like, I'm going to go to all the ones I've never been to.
Yeah, because you just breeze right past. You got to get the fast
He
pass.
Just loves a good cheeseburger at the American Adventure.
I do. Those chicken fingers and fries. I mean, why? Why would you
think that?
Why would you do anything
you
else?
When we were at the American Adventure, walking around, I tried to get, they didn't offer, I don't think, the Buffalo Trace thing anymore. I couldn't find it.
The frozen one? The machine's always broken.
Yeah, it's like McDonald's.
Yeah.
It sounds like a sounds game.
Yeah, because they're trying to actually make it like a real American experience.
Where things are always broken.
Yeah, always broken. Sorry.
Well,
we're out of soft serve. Dadgummit.
Not on this
Every
cruise.
Every time. Oh,
the,
not on this one?
On the cruise?
Yeah. I hadn't had soft serve
oh,
yet.
No, I've
Well,
had,
Paul Lawson's not on the cruise.
I've been down on him. So, trust me.
Okay.
Well, Logan, we know how that ends.
Will and I have somehow forgotten to eat lunch both days,
2 days
so
in a row.
Far.
That's not good.
No.
It's not good.
No.
I feel like
it's
we
not.
Are. Our cruise... Value to like experience ratio is low
because of
right.
no food.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, I take that back. I believe Will and I combined yesterday had close to 42 to 44 ounces of bullet bourbon.
Yeah, that's probably
so. I think we're winning.
44 drinks combined.
Well, we had a couple of doubles thrown in when we needed to get sassy quick.
Well, we didn't keep a tally.
Well, I made a joke because you're like, how many drinks do you think I'll have the first day? And I was like, 12. And you're like, no. I'm like, well, yeah, clearly I was right.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
You were wrong. You have
I was way off, but low.
That makes sense.
Did you not feel like we were going to get on the ultimate drinking package was going to have like a
just terrible
like a swerve?
Yeah.
Really, there was maybe a small swerve, but not really.
It's almost too easy.
It's almost like we even the dinner one. If you did the dining package, we got back and it was like, all right, you had a 2.5 hour meal. Your check is $0. Like, wait, what now? I don't like that. It makes me feel uncomfortable. Like I've done something wrong. Like I'm stealing, but it's like, oh, I paid for this. It just took a year to pay for it.
I love the bartenders too. Like hook you up with like, let me go ahead and tell you, just so you don't have to ask me. If you go to this bar and get this same drink, it's covered. Yeah. If you get that here, we're gonna have to charge you extra.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah,
it is a thing.
And we, but back to what I was talking about.
Disney, Pandora.
It's the same. It's the same as when you listen at home. See, it just goes off. Not Pandora. I went to the American Adventure. They updated it. They were very proud. They kept saying it's recently renovated.
I can't go.
Have you gone to see the recently renovated American Adventure? Have you seen the recently? And I was like, okay, we're gonna go. I haven't been in a couple of years. We'll go see your recently renovated American Adventure. It is 99% the same. And then they
freshened up the
check
paint.
It out, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Like, that's legit. Like, that's the main thing I took from it is Neil deGrasse Tyson is now in it. And a couple other newer, like, celebrities. But it's still pretty much, it was a great show. I had no problem with it. But it was, like, they were very proud of that second, which was fine. I liked it, but it was.
What else did you do at Epcot?
I'm trying to think what else we did. We didn't do a whole lot.
Cava?
Did not make it that far.
Not this show.
I did not.
Not this show. No. Gummit grease.
He's pouring. We went to.
Pour me some of that.
I don't know what I was saying now.
You're talking about the American Adventure and whatever.
Oh, you know what I thought was odd, and this goes us back to like the cigarettes conversation we had, where it's interesting conversation. That's a different story for another day. Is that the Mark Twain animatronic smokes, and like actually has a poof. And for the reason I've never thought about it. Until this one time, I'm like, with all the changes, I'm like, oh, we still have him smoke.
Yeah, we're gonna leave that in.
Yeah. We've gone through all the different things of like, well, I guess it's historically accurate that he'd be smoking at this time, but it's odd that he's smoking.
That's a weird.
He's smoking a cigar, I assume, but his mouth, like the animatronic.
I mean, you were there. Could you not tell?
We were a little further. Like, I assume. I was.
We'll tell you not to assume ever.
The effect hit me
normally,
after it happened. Like, oh, that animatronic was smoking. That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break from the pod cruise quickly and tell you about our friends at Simple Contacts. Now, Will, you wear contacts, right?
That's right, I do.
Almost every day of your life.
Almost every day. I also wear glasses from time to time. A lot of times, when it gets to that year mark...
You're dreading it.
...and you got to go back to the eye doctor every year for the contact prescription.
Yeah, every year you find yourself dreading that annual renewal. Well, that's why we were excited to try Simple Contacts, a great new app that makes the time-consuming prescription renewal process... Very well, simple. You get it?
Yeah, because it's Simple Contacts.
Yeah, Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your brand of lenses from anywhere in minutes. They bring the doctor's office to your home. Not literally.
But that would be weird.
They're not going to build a doctor's
you
office.
Can't set up shop in my living room.
I don't have enough room. But what they do is there's a vision test. You do on their app. The vision test is designed by doctors, and every test is carefully reviewed by a doctor. And Simple Contacts offers an amazing selection with every brand of lens, and their prices are hard to beat. And the eye exam is just $20, and they offer free shipping. Note, though, that Simple Contacts vision test is a replacement, though, for your periodic full eye exam.
Right, obviously.
Just a renewal.
Absolutely.
Just something to check in on. If you have any issues, you should go see a doctor. But this is just to get rid of that headache of having to go each and every year. Now, I went to the website. I tried this out. I looked through it. And it's really, really simple. I mean, that sounds ridiculous. I just said that. It's not even in my notes. But it is. It's you fill out your basic information, and then you renew your prescription. You kind of put in your data that you know of on your prescription. And then it starts a very convenient way of testing your eyes through your computer and or through the screen in front of you, however you're using it. And it's really great. And that's what you need to do. And if you want to try it out, you should go over to their website. That is simplecontacts.com. But make sure you go to simplecontacts.com/WDW. And then you enter that promo code WDW. When you go to the website, it tells them that you heard about us here. When you use that promo code, you get to save $30 on your first order. I want to thank Simple Contacts for supporting us here. And again, save $30 on your first Simple Contacts order at simplecontacts.com/WDW. Use the promo code WDW. There's a lot of things demanding your time. Millions of things. Contact lenses shouldn't be one of them. But with Simple Contacts, you renew your prescription and reorder your contacts from anywhere in minutes. No more doctor's offices, no more waiting rooms.
That means no more like old magazines.
Yeah, no more highlights for kids.
Yeah, which I mean, you're an adult now.
Yeah, so you shouldn't be playing the little word searches by yourself. It's weird.
You can. You go to their website, too, but I don't encourage that. I encourage simplecontacts.com.
/WDW.
Yep, use that promo code WDW. All right, now back to the pod cruise. Then I don't know what we did after that.
Where'd you eat? You were at
Disney Springs. But at Epcot, we didn't spend a whole lot of time at Epcot. We did, it's Flower and Garden, so we got to see some of the stuff going on there. I had a few of the kiosk foods. The first thing we had was a frozen rosé.
How was it? A frosé?
It tasted pretty good. It tasted like a Kool-Aid.
But sounds about right.
Yeah. That wasn't a joke. I'm glad it didn't go over as a joke because it was real.
Okay. Oh, hey, your car warranty is...
Logan's getting a call right now.
Yeah.
Which, don't by the answer way, that. That will no. be a $50 telemarketer I got it. Mistake.
Did anyone get the text? Maybe because I probably was the only person that left on data on accident. They got a text like, by the way, 1 megabyte of data is $8.75. $8.75.
So an email. Episode of This Is Us is going to cost you a flat grand.
Yeah,
it's already cost me a grand in therapy for my wife, so that makes perfect sense. We're gonna break even on the cruise, as far as I'm concerned.
We're live streaming this to people, so it's really the costs are gonna go through the roof.
We're live right now on our Facebook group.
Yeah,
that would be the worst.
Really
decision.
Do it for 40 people, but you know, it cost us $800.
Maybe like if we get 4,000 people on the pod cruise, we can afford to do that.
Okay,
just
that's
live
the goal.
That's
the goal. The goal is if we sell out the boat, we'll live stream it for the people that didn't pay to come on the boat.
That actually doesn't work.
No.
Yeah, that seems
wrong.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah, moving on.
But then
on.
After that, we went to a couple of casts. We did the frozen rosé, and I forgot what we had
frosé.
To eat. I know. I had some sort of potato thing.
No, you went to Disney Springs.
I got there eventually.
I know. Are we going to talk about that restaurant? Because you sent me a picture.
Yeah, I'll get there.
Oh, okay.
Where are we at?
I don't know what else you did.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you. That's why I'm telling you my trip report.
I thought
report.
You were asking me what else did I
no,
do.
I was asking you, Amanda.
Oh.
Amanda's telling us. Man had a duck, almost like a duck poutine, and I had some form of tart.
It's a gravy fries.
Thank you, Will.
There you go. There you go. I was waiting for that.
He knows my confused looks.
I could feel it.
Yeah.
I could feel your confusion over my shoulder. Yeah. Like, I was like this, and I was like,
like laser eye confusion.
Yeah. Like, it was permeating my skin.
Like Superman, why is my shoulder tense right now? What's that? No.
And then you're sitting there.
Grease is shooting lasers out of his eyes, throwing up prayers for Will to explain life.
And then we went over to Hollywood Studios. We had another. I tried they have a barbecue area right now, smokehouse.
Any
and they,
good?
They had full on pits, they were making it right
there.
It was pretty.
Whole
good.
Hog.
I had a funny name. I forget what it was. Oh, I had a burnt ends brisket hash that was pretty darn good.
Burnt ends are good.
I love that. The fact they even offered that, I was like, this is pretty cool.
You love anything that has been completely charred.
Well, Amanda's family, they make burnt ham.
Yeah. I've heard of this.
Where it started as an accident, right? Where her dad accidentally just left the ham in for hours and hours and hours.
As you do.
Yeah,
and then they were like, well.
My mom specializes in burnt biscuits.
And it's like when he comes out, it is completely, it's charred. It is a ham. Imagine a ham that has just been painted black. Like, it looks. It's there's like no
I got it, dude.
Signs of life.
I got it. That was a good description. I'm honest.
Yeah. So, yeah, like a cartoon ham. So,
cartoon.
Like a cartoon hand painted black. So then you rip into it, and the meat is still really good, but you're eating the burnt part of it. It's delicious. But now it's become
a bunch of raptors? What do you mean you rip into it?
You kind of tear it.
They don't slice the ham.
Oh,
you just go at it.
You pulled it.
You pull it, but it's when it's coming from a burnt piece of ham. A burnt what do you call that? Ham.
Hock.
Yeah.
That was our hawk moment.
Jinx.
Hawk moment.
You owe me a Coke.
So it tasted kind of like that, but it was pork. But it's the same, but different. Yeah. Or no, it was beef brisket. So then after that, we went to Hollywood Studios. For the first time, we've been to Hollywood Studios since we had kids.
Uh-huh.
Since without our kids. So we did all the thrill rides and did Rock and Roller. We did Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, and Star Tours. And anything else? I think that's it. Within 40 minutes, 30 minutes.
Did you go shed a tear for the great movie ride?
We didn't. We spent some time over there, though, and Walked over. It was no one was there. It was very actually. It was a kind of a creepy experience.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Everyone was either in Fantasmic or not there. So we were walking around. Like it felt virtually park. Alone. And I thought about that because they're doing the after hours thing. I'm like, that sounds fun. But now being in it with nobody there, it's like you need some people there, or it just feels like you've like it's some sort of purgatory.
Like Darth Vader's like having a cigarette over on the edge over there, he bored out of his mind.
Yeah. Well, they had Meet Olaf. And the waits were there was no wait to meet Olaf because like no kids were there. It's like, and I kept I kind of feel bad for Olaf right now. Not you know what I mean for the person Olaf who's just like sitting there lonely, in a you know sweating like I am right now.
I don't know. I feel like waiting. In those costumes, if they're fine, I mean they're just pulling up their iPhone playing Clash of Clans or something. You know what yeah. I mean?
Just waiting for somebody to come through the door.
Yeah.
I was like, hold on. Like
but wait, this is fantastic.
Like, if you ever at a Comic-Con, like, LeVar Burton is just sitting there just on his phone, like, just waiting for somebody. It's what happens. You have to do the awkward moment where you walk up and you're like, well, I guess I'd like a picture.
I hate
like,
to disrupt
he's
you.
He's like, okay, hold on. Yeah, great, fantastic. That's great. Let's take a picture. Okay. I mean, that's legit experiences at a lot of the cons. Like, if you wanted to meet Allie and AJ at Wizard World, which was a weird booking to begin with.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the pod crew staff. Like, we're just sitting over... Because not many people are going to come by and wonder.
Because no one wants to talk to us. Well, they don't want our honor. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
I feel like we're at a con table right now.
Yeah. This does have that setup where I feel like we could just play on our phones. We should have photos out of ourselves looking all fancy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any headshots.
No, I have one.
Oh, I have seen your headshot.
Uh-huh. You
and the Grease have headshots together because you host
events.
No,
I wasn't talking about that.
You're available to book for bar mitzvahs and Comic Con.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be the
bar mitzvah would be a weird one.
And our calendar, surprisingly, our calendar is wide open.
We have someone turning 13 though on this boat, so
let's throw him a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, we have a bar mitzvah party tonight. It's in the arcade,
and the Beatles cover band will be there. That's appropriate.
I'll read my Haftorah portion. I still probably I know a little bit of it.
And then we end with Hava Nagila.
Yeah, it's good.
We're good to go.
All right, there was something like, what kind of like lines do we expect of Toy Story Land?
Oh, yeah. People are asking, there was a question of why is Pandora still having that?
Oh, well, and I had a quick
you have a theory?
Personal question. No, I have no theories.
Then we went to Disney Springs.
Other than that line, because you said it was still ridiculous, how was the crowds in general? I know you said Hollywood Studios felt barren.
Bad. It wasn't bad. Epcot was a little busy because the Flower and Garden lines were like maybe... An extra 15,
and quite a few
20.
People here also. Y'all went.
Yeah, who
this
went to
week?
Disney before or after? Most of you.
So many people did. I follow y'all on social media. I'm watching y'all.
Because they're posting it in the Pod Cruisers group.
Oh.
Yeah, which by the way, I have to say.
You didn't follow them.
Okay.
Tony, who was here, Tony's over here. He started the Pod Cruisers group. You guys should do this. It's awesome because all these people got to meet and hang out. Like people, I think we have got a couple marriages happening. Maybe not that. That hasn't. I'm trying to encourage people for next year. You're going to meet the special someone if you join the pod crews. But no, a lot of people I've met, though, and hung out, had dinner together. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there just at the Garden Grill. Yeah.
I'm available, by the way, if anybody here wants to get married. I'm
as far as
maritime law, which I call it maritime law, I'm available, is all I'm saying.
We had breakfast today.
$9.99.
That's
too many
nines. A lot of nines. That's very expensive.
Can we just round up a dollar?
Well, I don't know if you've logged on to your iConcierge app or not, but I am losing money this week.
Does it tell you?
This is the worst gambling app ever.
I probably shouldn't say this. Do you know you can gamble on the TV in your room?
What?
I don't know. Is it real money? I know
it's
real money.
I'm gonna go.
There are slots.
Do a little TV gambling.
You can play slots on your TV.
That has got to be the greatest odds.
Chris and Dave are my conscience right
they
now.
They are your.
Hang
your
on.
Parents.
Let me look at them and let me make sure that they're waving it off. They're saying it's either not real or
it's real.
It's real. Don't do it.
So
I started it and I was like, I think this is real money, and I backed out.
Did you cash out?
Well, I didn't even get to the first poll because I was like,
be regulated by anybody except that chef that keeps going back and forth back there.
There we go. Bringing it all back around. There is, by the way, if you're listening to this because you don't listen to BLT, there's a chef that's walking behind us pacing.
We encourage you during this whole Pod Cruise
you
episode.
You need to listen to all of them.
You got to go to all of them because we're going to do throwbacks because we can't remember what was a throwback in what episode or whatnot.
We got to like put it in order. Like the BLT will be part one of what you've heard.
Yeah.
And this is the WDW today of what you've heard.
I like that. I like order.
Oh, okay. Will likes order.
I like order.
And then man and I went to Disney Springs. We took and we did for the first time in a long time. Did like we didn't take our car. We did either transportation. So we did the boats to and from the water taxis from.
We're on a boat too.
You know, no, but I mean from our hotel to Hollywood Studios and to Epcot. Took a little while, but it was fun. It was nice. It was pleasant. I sat next to a man on the back of the boat who was very nice. Who was very excited about doing the Tower of Terror, but he had a tank top on and decided to sit with me literally right here next to him like this with a tank top on. So what I'm doing is my arms behind my head like Superman. I don't even know what you call this. Like I'm doing a
did you just call that Superman?
This is Superman.
This is what Logan thinks Superman does.
That's how Superman flies.
What?
That looks Superman like a Hulk Hogan lounging, submission maybe. Move.
Yeah, it's like Superman in a hammock.
A camel clutch. It was Superman.
Superman in a hammock. That's pretty good. Pretty good, Will.
Yeah, that's good.
I love a good hammock.
Does the hammock fly?
No, Logan. Hammocks have to be connected between two trees.
Well, you never
have. Have you ever been on a hammock?
Well, what I was saying is it was armpits in my face for a good half of the ride.
I majored in hammock in college.
It's true.
For two semesters.
Yeah. Is that before or after you got kicked out?
Well, you weave the basket in the first semester, and the second semester you just lay in
the
it.
The basket? Yeah. Yes, it is a basket. If you're getting technical.
That's like next level basket weaving.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're weaving it.
But hey, y'all, let's combine all of our baskets and make a hammock.
Literally a hammock.
Like how many baskets would it take to make a hammock?
42.
Okay, good to know. That's because when I see them, I always think that. I think, how did they do this?
It's 42.
It's 42. Just for
an 8-foot hammock.
That's about to ask. What, like,
it's 8 foot.
Okay.
Just enough for
a couple of breathing rooms at the end.
We are sorry. So then we went to Morimoto at Disney Springs. We took the bus back.
You went to the smuggler place.
Oh,
We've That's what I've been trying to lead up to this
the whole dang time, Logan, because we only like to talk about Whitney.
I nearly had a panic attack in there.
You sent me.
So it maybe was an experience I'd like to remember.
Okay.
So we sat very close at a bar at Enzo's Hideaway.
There's
two or three different Enzos right next to each other. So we went to Enzo, sat at the bar. There was a woman who was sitting there by herself, which is fine on the end, and we said, hey, are these seats taken? No response. I said, are these seats taken? No response. I'm this close to the person. And she does not talk. I'm like, okay. So we sit down. I am very close, and the sweats start happening. But we went there and eventually got. Yeah, you know, our service was good. We had a good drink.
Yeah.
And I forget what I had. Do you remember what I had?
Yeah, that's why I was trying to get there.
Okay.
You actually sent us a picture of the bourbon and rye list.
Yeah, I sent you a list because it was pretty extensive.
Pretty extensive. Also, pretty good deal. You can get Elijah Craig 18 here for only $25 a pour. Pretty good.
That sounds like a lot.
It is a lot, but it's 18-year-old whiskey.
$25 for an ounce.
They have Boss Hog that's
$65. You can get on the whole Pod Cruise for like three drinks.
Okay, but it's the point of it is that's a pretty good price for a Disney pour.
We got to get you to your show, so get me.
Yeah, and then you had the Bourbon County. I can't say that.
Yeah, that's Tequila Rilo or something.
It's like
a tequila Maker's bourbon.
Mark, Maestro, Doble. It has Doble? Tequila in it, lime, simple. It's like a mixture of like a mule because it's got ginger beer in it.
Sure.
And it's got tequila and Maker's Mark and lime and simple. So it's like a Moscow Mule, but with bourbon and tequila
very good.
Instead.
I liked it a lot. Well, it was very fancy, too.
Here's what it looked like.
It was very pretty.
I'm giving all your content here.
Yeah, was that it?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, because this is the menu. No, that's Enzo's Hideaway. This is your other drink you had Morimoto.
That's odd. So, yeah, I went to Morimoto, which Morimoto has then removed.
I'm not stalking you.
They've removed the Peking Duck Old Fashioned, and now they just call it the Japanese Old Fashioned, and I think it was just people were not ordering that.
Something that said duck in the drink title.
I think it was almost exactly the same recipe.
What about Drunk Ducks Full of Love or whatever it's
tipsy
called.
Tipsy Ducks in Love.
Drunk Ducks Full of Love.
Oh, Tipsy Ducks in Love.
I mean, he's not that far
tipsy
off.
Tipsy with a P.
Drunk ducks in love.
That's better. I mean, it's the same concept.
That's what Peking means.
It means love or drunk?
Two drunk ducks in love is what Peking means.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah.
Well, I would tell you to Google it, but it's $75 a day to do that here.
Man, and I had, it is a lot. It's $40 a day. Unlimited for the ultimate Wi-Fi package.
For the whole thing?
Per day.
$40 a day?
Yeah.
$160 and you can keep up with your email. That's great.
That's why you get a lot of spam. It's great. It's $8 an email. Amanda and I then had the last duck of the night, which they're very happy to tell us at Mori Motel.
The last duck?
The last duck.
Okay, so they keep livestock kind of like they do on the cruise.
Yeah, that's clearly how Bart thinks that, like,
because that's what that chef is doing.
Food. He legitimately was discussing the animals as though, okay, we're at the island, so we can finally get the livestock. Like no other restaurant does that.
Well, some
a fresh slaughter.
Well, there's a cage of chickens down there that chef keeps going to.
I did not think fresh slaughter is something we would have said.
That's my wrestling name.
Fresh slaughter.
Yeah,
I like that.
It's a good one.
There's a picture of me on Facebook. It's me as maybe a 13 to 14 year old holding a sign that says "Tonight the slaughter begins" at a professional wrestling show.
You can't.
And that's
have
something
that,
that no, you can't do that
that's
in 2018.
Not a good.
But
thing.
In the Attitude Era,
it was fine.
It was the most G-rated thing they had in the audience.
Yeah, you're like, this kid's allowed to be on TV.
yeah, we're gonna cut to him. If you go find the WWE
we're
Network,
we're upgrading your seats, sir, because you have the only appropriate sign.
Like my
here.
Mom made a sign that said "Tonight the slaughter begins,"
which is super precious that she did.
Yeah, she laminated it.
She would make all of our
She's
signs.
She's a teacher.
That's ridiculous. Now that I'm thinking about that, what? I can't imagine what they were thinking. Like what had happened to their child. My mom came up with most of the signs too, so it's fun.
She was very creative.
Because we watched the show the last week and we come up with the ideas for what they'd be if we were going the next week.
I can't even picture your mom doing that. She's the sweetest woman.
Her signs were top notch.
It was
your mom did that?
Yes. I can't. Have you seen my handwriting? Because my third grade teacher told me
it's not good.
I tried to learn how to. I have bad handwriting. I write like a child. Not like a child, like a baby. Like I have really bad handwriting. But when I was in third grade, my teacher who
not a child, worse, a baby.
Like I write worse than my 5-year-old.
Me too, man. That's the only really non satisfactory I got in elementary school.
But it's just
it was like handwriting. There's not a chance I could put an S on this.
Well, no, but I'm still illegible when I write, and part of that was because my third grade teacher was like, I'm done. I can't figure this out. She's like, because I was the first left-handed kid.
This is like teacher malpractice, by the way, he's about to explain.
She said, would you mind me? And I remember this so vividly. I don't remember much from third grade, but I remember that. She's like, maybe we can teach you how to write backwards, and then we'll hold it up to a mirror, because that's like what Leonardo da Vinci learned how to write. This is what my third grade teacher suggested I do. So.
And I can attest that I heard this in third grade from
you. I called Will and was like, you're never going to believe this. Because that's how we spoke even at 8 years old.
The teacher's saying I should write backwards. What do you think about that? Well, Logan, I think that's an educational malpractice.
That sounds offensive.
Can you imagine they pitched that to my parents. Like, can you imagine that experience too? Being like, all right,
well, I don't know.
Is this still
apparently your mom
today?
Right? No, the slaughter's about to begin.
I think we're supposed to wrap this
so,
up.
All right.
What I know about your mom has completely changed this show.
That's going to do it this week on WDW.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think. There's nothing else really happened. We went to Morimoto. We enjoyed it. We had to wait a while, so we went to Enzo's, got down to Morimoto, walked to the bus. The bus system was actually great, fantastic, flawless.
Yeah.
First time I had done
it. They got seatbelts in those buses?
No seatbelts.
That's good.
And no doors.
Uh-huh. What is this, 1975?
What?
They didn't have seatbelts.
Right, but there were seatbelts on buses.
New buses.
I heard they were taking the doors off the monorails, too.
Well, that's a whole other discussion. That's probably the easiest fix right now.
Well, they're removing Dayless Puertas from the thing.
Yeah.
So they don't have to say step away from the doors.
They could just
they're just ripping the doors
off.
It's
like step away from the hole.
Yeah.
That's in the side of it.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Step away from the gap.
Because then someone posted a video where they were like taking him to like slam the door shut. It was like 10 times over. And like, okay, we got it. Imagine being that family and that was not fun.
Well, wasn't there something recently about the doors? Like something they fell off?
They opened midway through on the trip.
So we might as well just
to let you see Spaceship Earth. Don't get too close because
it's a possibility.
You may fall.
Yeah. All right. So two thumbs up on
Everything was good. We had a great experience. Flower and Garden was great. We didn't spend a whole lot of time.
So, pass
there.
On Peking.
I will say this, real quick, though, tip for those listening at home and for those here. It is interesting to see the construction of the Skyliner that's happening right now, because it's happening pretty majorly, especially over at the International Gateway area. And we saw it at Hollywood
Studios.
They got
approved for a loan, so they're like,
so they're going
full on.
It does slow you down a little bit. It slowed us down getting to the buses because the way the construction going. And you do have a feeling that those entrances are going to be wild. Like the area to get to, like right now you can kind of breeze into the International Gateway and chill out. I feel like the next time you're like, I don't want to do, I'm not going to go here anymore. What? It's going to be
that
wild.
Entire description, you calling it wild.
Why is it people?
Sounds like the people. Sounds like
it's going to be like, wild, man.
All right, that's going to do it for this week on WDW Today.
Look, they're cheering. It's over.
They are. They're like, thank God. Let's get to the next thing. Yeah. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Matt Lott.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And I'm the Grease.
Here we go.
That was good. Do Terry again.
I'm Terry Weaver.
That's good. You did such a good job with it.
And we'll see you
on the next show,
which starts in a couple minutes.
All right. Thank you, guys.